I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, lift that car, bend that quarter, an old-fashioned strongman contest. But first, between his dominant performances, revelations that his father shopped him in a pay-for-play scheme, and winning the Heisman Trophy, Auburn quarterback Cam Newton has received plenty of media attention. But there's still the BCS National Championship game. Monday night in Glendale, Arizona, Newton and the undefeated Tigers will face the similarly undefeated Oregon Ducks. The Ducks have scored at least 40 points in 10 of their 12 games this season. Joining me now to discuss the title game is George Schroeder, a sports columnist for the Register Guard in Eugene, Oregon. George, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks. Glad to be on.
In your column published on Wednesday, you describe a 9-year-old football fan from Mississippi in the heart of SEC country who professes his love for the Oregon Ducks. You wrote, "The Ducks have captured imaginations all over." What makes the Oregon team such fun to watch?
Well, I mean, you know, I think with children, it might be the mascot that looks like Donald Duck. But, you know, in the case of Seth Smiley, the 9-year-old, it's a fascination with the offense, which moves at this, you know, really fast pace. Some people call it a blur. And these uniforms that change week by week by week. And for I think, older fans, that's a little jarring. I would be one of those people. But I think it's an allure to people across the country, especially younger people.
One of the forces behind Oregon's offensive explosion, what you called the blur, is running back LaMichael James. His worst rushing total of the season is 91 yards, and he's gained over 200 yards twice. Can Auburn's defense slow James down?
Well, I think they've got a shot. That's certainly what they'll try to do, is stop Oregon's running game and LaMichael James. They've got a big front four led by, an All-American in Nick Fairley, who's a really good defensive tackle. And I think they'll try to stop the run and see if Oregon can pass the football on them. And nobody has consistently stopped Oregon's running game all year, with the exception of California in the one squeaker Oregon played. And I'm not convinced anybody will do that. I think you can slow them down for a while, but it's hard to stop them for the entire game.
When your Auburn counterpart wins the Heisman Trophy, it is easy to be overshadowed. Tell us a little bit about Ducks quarterback Darren Thomas's performance this season.
Well, he's probably the key to the season. You know, Jeremiah Masoli led the Ducks to the Rose Bowl a year ago, and last winter was suspended for the season and then eventually dismissed from the team for his involvement in a burglary at a frat house. So they went into the season with Darren Thomas and Nate Costa, who was a senior, battling for the job. Thomas is a redshirt sophomore. And he won the job, and here he is. He's been unfazed, and he's actually a playmaker more than he is a caretaker. And he doesn't seem to get rattled by anything. And I think that's been the key to the season. He has played with a confidence and a swagger and an ability that's, frankly, beyond his experience level.
Cam Newton isn't only the Tigers' leading passer, he's also the team's top rusher, so Auburn's offensive game plan is hardly secret. Does Oregon's defense have a trick Auburn's other opponents have missed?
I don't think so. Unless they can deflate the tires on the bus, Cam Newton is going to get a lot of cards and score some points. I mean, he's fantastic. It's funny when I say this, because a year ago we were talking about Tim Tebow being the greatest player of all time, but I have to tell you, Cam Newton has probably had one of the greatest seasons of all time. And when you look at the things he does everything Tim Tebow does better in each category. He's a better passer, more precise. He's a better runner. He's faster. He's at least as powerful. He's more elusive. So I don't know that you're going to see anybody stop him at this level. And now that the NCAA hasn't stopped him, I don't think we'll ever see it happen.
What other aspects of Auburn's game could create problems for Oregon?
Well, they've got good running backs. Their receivers are pretty nice, but it certainly offensively, it all runs through Cam. Defensively, you know, frankly, it's a pretty average defense, and after that front four that we talked about a minute ago, the linebackers and especially the secondary are probably not strengths. So I think Auburn needs Cam Newton to be sort of the Cam Newton we've come to expect him to be in order to hang with Oregon and win the game.
After the allegations about Newton's father shopping him to other schools for money came out, the NCAA briefly suspended Cam Newton and then ruled him eligible to continue playing. In another of your columns this week, you wrote, quote, "The cloud hasn't gone away and it won't." Has the situation tarnished the title game at all for the Ducks and their fans?
I don't think for the Ducks. I have to tell you, I think if Auburn wins, it's going to tarnish it for a lot of people around the country, although apparently not for Auburn fans. we know everyone has agreed, they've stipulated that Cam Newton's father, Cecil, attempted to shop him to Mississippi State. And we could quibble over what the actual numbers were, but north of $100,000 is what he wanted. And then we're asked to believe that not only did Cam Newton didn't know anything about it, that was the big piece of it that allowed the NCAA to reinstate him, was that they couldn't find any evidence that he knew anything about it. We're asked to believe that, which I find hard to believe. And then we're asked to believe that having shopped him for $180,000 or $100,000, he decided to give him to the next school for free. It just strains credulity.
You have written that Oregon's profile has been raised beyond what anyone could have believed by the way they've performed this season. Does this trip to the title game mean the end of Dark Horse, Cinderella, and other underdog storylines out there for the Ducks?
Probably, but, there's also the one-hit wonder question would be the next question to ask. Virginia Tech made it to a title game 10 or 11 or 12 years ago and has never been really close to back since. I mean, they've been kind of a consistent top 15 program, but they never made it back. Is Oregon a Virginia Tech, or is it the kind of program that pushes its way into top 5 or top 10 status perennially? I don't know that we know that.
All right, George, it's prediction time, and I apologize in advance for this. Will the Tigers roar, or do the Ducks soar?
Well, I wish you'd ask me tomorrow and then Monday as well, and I might have different answers for you, but since we have to do this, I'm going to say Oregon by a field goal. The Orange Bowl win, and it was in a dominant fashion by Stanford over Virginia Tech, I think should have opened some eyes as to how good Oregon is, because it was down 21-3 to Stanford and won 52-31, and I think that tells you how good Oregon is when Oregon plays well.
George Schroeder is a sports columnist for the Register Guard in Eugene, Oregon. George, thank you very much for speaking with me.
I enjoyed it, Bill.